Happy New Year, everybody. It's the first day of 2026, and you're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader and Flagstaff, Chuck Kaufman. Today we have news from the WilliamsNews.com website, and we have these headlines from Williams and the Grand Canyon. The 2025 countdown atop news stories. State Forester updates Coconino County Board on Fire Insurance Review Task Force to tackle rising insurance costs and coverage challenges. And Paul Pugh named PFD's Firefighter of the Year. Turning to that first headline, the 2025 countdown. These are the top news stories from WilliamsNews.com for 2025. Our year in review provides a look back at events, trends, and moments that shaped the past year. These reminders often highlight significant political, social, and economic events, offering context for how they impacted our community. Enjoy these news, sports, and feature highlights. And to read the full stories, you can click on each headline, and that would be on WilliamsNews.com. But our first is item 12. New sheriff in town, Axeland takes the reins. Following the retirement of Coconino County Sheriff Jim Driscoll, the county welcomed a new sheriff in town. With over 20 years of experience working with the Coconino County Sheriff's Office, Brett Axeland took his oath of office as sheriff January 9, 2025. Number 11, James Gregory tapped as new police chief. The City of Williams named James Gregory its new police chief in January 2025. Chief Gregory is an Air Force veteran who came to Williams after a 30-year career at Prescott Valley Police Department, rising to the rank of lieutenant. He also served on the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors for 4 years. Number 10, day use fees announced for Williams Ranger District's lakes. Day use fees were implemented at 4 concession-run recreation sites in the Williams Ranger District of Kaibab National Forest this past May. Fees for day use went into effect at Cataract, Dogtown, Kaibab, and Whitehorse Lakes on May 27, 2025. The fees were determined by concessionaire Recreation Resource Management of America in order to pay for operational costs and site improvement projects. Day use passes were $8 per vehicle or $100 for the season, with Williams residents, along with those of Ash Fork and Parks, receiving a 50% discount on season passes, which were good for all 4 lakes and needed throughout the season, which typically ends in October. Number 9. Williams football game ends with mayor player being airlifted to hospital. The season-opening football game between Williams and Mayer ended with a Mayer player being flown from the field by helicopter due to a concussion-related injury on August 22, 2025. Williams Fire Chief Chase Pearson said the athlete was airlifted to Flagstaff Medical Center out of an abundance of caution and because there were no ground resources available at the time. 2 other Mayer players were also transported to the hospital with dehydration-related injuries. All 3 players were released the following day and recovered from their injuries. The game was called at the end of the 3rd quarter with the Vikings on top, 52-0. Down to number 8, planning underway for 2026 Williams Rendezvous Days. Planning for the return of Williams Rendezvous Days is in full swing. Organizers are busy ironing out plans to revive the once vibrant annual event showcasing the town's mountain heritage and culture. After gauging community interest through surveys, leaders decided to move forward with bringing the event back. The dates are set for September 8th through the 20th, 2026, coinciding with the Route 66 Centennial. Number 7, historic Grand Canyon Hotel holds ballroom grand opening. The historic Grand Canyon Hotel held a grand opening of its newly renovated ballroom on September 13, 2025. Located in downtown Williams at 145 historic Route 66, the hotel was purchased in December 2023 by Sarah and Jonathan Bodine after 2 years on the market. The company completed a renovation of the hotel in 2024, and in 2025, the ballroom space, previously a spa, was renovated and returned to its original use. Number 6, giant statue tips its hat to local icon John Moore. Marshall Noriega unveiled a towering tribute to a former mayor, John Moore, on July 26, 2025, installing a 13-foot statue on his popular Route 66 corner lot that draws tourists with an eclectic mix of souvenirs, antiques, sculptures, and local artist displays. The concrete foam and metal lath statue stands 13 feet tall, stretches 4.5 feet wide, and weighs nearly 2,000 pounds. Number 5, hundreds gather in Williams to honor the late Charlie Kirk. The glow of hundreds of candles illuminated the Williams Community Stage on September 13, 2025, as the community gathered for a candlelight vigil honoring Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated at Utah Valley University on September the 10th. Supporters at the vigil described Kirk as a man of faith who inspired others to engage in respectful political debate across ideological divides. Kirk, 31, was known as a conservative icon, the founder of Turning Point USA, and for engaging in peaceful debates on college campuses nationwide. Number 4, I-40 crashes claim 5 lives in 5 weeks. 5 people lost their lives due to automobile accidents on Interstate 40 near Williams in a 5-week period from October 13th to November 17th, 2025. In March, 2 Arizonans died in a fiery pileup on I-40 when more than 20 vehicles were involved in the accident just west of Williams as a winter storm set in over the area. 3 South Korean women went missing in the accident, 2 of whom had been identified by DNA after the remains were discovered in the wreckage. The 3rd woman, a relative of the others, has not yet been identified. Number 3. Supervisors approve game-changer development for Valley. On October 14, 2025, the Coconino County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a mixed-use development that will bring workforce housing and a hospitality resort to Valley. The board voted to approve 2 zone changes for resort commercial and mobile home park zones on 2 parcels, totaling more than 122 acres located 7/10 of a mile north of the US 180 and AZ-64 intersection. The board also approved a subdivision preliminary plat for 151 lots measuring 7,000 square feet each and a master plan for a health and wellness resort with 150 cabins intended for short-term stays. The McLean Meadows Arcana Resort subdivision will include site improvements and infrastructure like maintained roads, electrical, water, and wastewater connections. Short-term rentals will not be allowed in the subdivision. Number 2, former Williams Police Lieutenant charged with felonies. Former Williams Police Lieutenant faces 2 felony aggravated assault charges after allegedly slamming a handcuffed suspect to the ground during a 2022 arrest. Grand jury indicted John Romero this fall on charges related to his actions during the October 2022 arrest of Brian Lopez, who was detained for allegedly stealing a can of beer from a local gas station. ABC 15 reported Romero pleaded not guilty to the charges in early December. Initial reviews by the former Williams police chief and an outside agency cleared Romero of wrongdoing. However, after newly hired police chief James Gregory discovered additional information, he fired Romero in April and requested an investigation by the Arizona Department of Public Safety. And finally, the top story of 2025, White Sage Fire forces evacuations, Dragon Bravo destroys structures. The lightning caused White Sage Fire near Jacob Lake, burned up swaths of the Kaibab National Forest north of the Grand Canyon, and prompted evacuation orders from the National Park's North Rim all the way to the Utah border on July 11, 2025. A day later, another lightning-caused fire, the Dragon Bravo Fire, which was initially managed as a controlled burn on the park's North Rim, spread out of control and destroyed numerous structures, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge, North Rim Visitor Center, cabins, and water infrastructure. The Dragon Bravo Fire closed visitation to the North Rim until October the 1st, when a partial reopening provided access to Point Imperial and Cape Royal to November 14th. The fire and its destruction sent shockwaves through the entire Grand Canyon community and was a gut punch for gateway communities reliant on the park's tourism economy for revenue and foot traffic. The National Park Service says the North Rim is tentatively expected to reopen May 15, 2026, pending weather, trail conditions, infrastructure readiness, and completion of a hazard mitigation effort. It remains to be seen what a rebuild of the North Rim will look like and how long that process will take. And that's 2025 Countdown Top News Stories. Next, we have from the 30th of December, State Forester presents to supervisors about new Fire Insurance Review Task Force, Flagstaff. Arizona State Forester Thomas Torres updated the Coconino County Board of Supervisors on the new Fire Insurance Review Task Force created by the passage of HB 2045 on June 25, 2025. The statewide task force has representation from the homeowners insurance industry and wildfire professionals with experience in risk prevention and mitigation, including City of Flagstaff Fire Department Wildland Fire Battalion Chief Paul Ortrogi and Timber Mesa Fire District Chief Randy Chevalier. Members of the task force are appointed by the state forester and serve two-year terms. Their first meeting will be in January 2026. There are things we can do as residents, communities, organizations, and governments to address the wildfire insurance crisis in northern Arizona, said Patrice Horstman, District 1 supervisor and board chair. We want to be a part of the discussion and the solution. We're glad to have local representatives on the task force and look forward to learning about their work and recommendations. The task force will collect data from insurers about coverage availability, rates, non-renewals, and cancellations, identify trends, and make recommendations to the state legislature regarding building codes, building permits, ordinances, and defensible space to reduce the wildfire risk to homes in areas of heightened wildfire risk. The task force will provide data-driven tools and strategies to reduce the wildfire risk and mitigate the impacts of wildfires to homes, with the goal of homeowners being able to secure and maintain fire insurance at reasonable rates. The task force will use the wildfirerisk.org model to identify areas of heightened wildfire risk, which is publicly available, peer-reviewed, and uses nationally consistent data and methodologies. The model tracks fire threats on both wildlands and in the built environments. The presentation slides and full video of the discussion are available at coconino.az.gov/wildfire insurance crisis, all one word, wildfire insurance crisis. And that was State Forester presents to supervisors about new Fire Insurance Review Task Force. Our next headline, Paul Pugh named PFD's Firefighter of the Year. This also from the 30th of December. Paul Pugh was recently named the Ponderosa Fire Department's Firefighter of the Year. The following is what the department shared on social media about Pugh. Paul is a seasoned firefighter who retired from Phoenix Fire Department and chose to bring his experience, leadership, and passion back into service with Ponderosa Fire District. Paul is a wealth of knowledge and an invaluable asset to our team. His dedication to mentorship, professionalism, and service has made a lasting impact on our firefighters and our community. We're incredibly grateful to have him as part of our district and to benefit from the experience he brings every day. That's Paul Pugh, named PFD's Firefighter of the Year. You're listening to a New Year's Day edition of Northland Views with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. Remember, you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona programming either as it streams or at a time of your choosing by going to the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org or downloading the Sun Sounds of Arizona app, available for your iPhone or iPad from the Apple App Store or for your Android phone or tablet from the Google Play Store. And finally, you can always listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot, Echo, or Show. Next we have, from the 30th of December, Post 13 holds Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest. Williams. The American Legion Cordova Post 13 held its American Legion and Staff Appreciation Christmas Party on Friday, December the 19th. To kick off the festivities, everyone enjoyed a wonderful potluck dinner provided by the members of the American Legion family. Shredded barbecue beef, green chili enchilada casserole, rice and beans and meatballs were some of the fare, with plenty of dessert dishes provided for everyone to feast upon. There's also an ugly Christmas sweater contest. Ballots were provided and judging was open for all who wished to vote. There may have been a little ballot box stuffing going on, but all in good humor. There were plenty of great outfits to choose from, and all paraded their apparel throughout the evening, with the ballot tally being announced at 8 p.m. The winners of this year's event were Maria Gee, first place, John Galley, second place, and Carissa Stillwell, third place. The winners were awarded Christmas decorations with a group of photo op for all participants. The American Legion wishes all our wonderful community a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That information provided by Post 13 for Post 13 holds Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest. While the rest of our articles are mainly about 2025, and they're illustrated in photographs, but I can read captions and give you a little description of what's going on. The first is the Williams Vikings football team. They take the field against El Capitan on October 17th, 2025. Williams High School football had a memorable season in 2025, winning its first playoff game since 2022, coming up only 2 points shy of advancing to the state championship game in November as a sixth seed. The Vikings finished 7-5 overall in Coach Jeff Brownlee's final season. Then we have the WEMS B team capped off an undefeated season with an I-40 basketball championship tournament title at Williams High School. The Williams High School soccer coach Christy Endicott and senior Cody Daly cut the ribbon for the new turf field at Williams Elementary Middle School prior to the season opener. This is versus Ash Fork on August 18th, 2025. Then the A team from Maine Consolidated School with their first place trophy at the I-40 Volleyball League Tournament, April 12th, 2025. And this is a photograph of the women's volleyball team. Next, the Lady Vikings softball team lines up before their 1A state semifinal matchup versus number 2 St. David on May 9th, 2025 in Phoenix. Number 3 Williams fell by a score of 5-4. The Lady Vikings were later named recipients of the AIA's Officials Sportsmanship Award for the 1A conference. Then we have the Williams Juniors baseball team won the District 10 Tournament of Champions in June. On March the 22nd, 2025, Williams Mayor Don Dent had the honor of throwing the ceremonial first pitch to his grandson, Jack Dent, prior to the Vikings' first home game on their new turf field. Williams defeated El Capitan 15-0 and went on to make an appearance in the 1A state quarterfinals. Jackson Lamben was selected as the first ever recipient of Williams Little League coach Cedric Talley Sportsmanship of the Year Award on May 31, 2025. The new award honors Coach Cedric Talley, better known as Coach C, who passed away unexpectedly on May 15, 2025. In December, Jeff Brownlee announced he's stepping down as the head coach of the Williams Vikings football team after 17 seasons, two state titles, and the most wins in school history. Brownlee said he'll remain the district's athletic director. And that was Take a Look Back at Some of the Top Local Sports Stories of 2025. Then we also have the Education Year in Review. Take a look back at some of the top stories in education from 2025. There's a picture of the Williams High School students in front of the Parthenon. Williams High School Spanish teacher Casey Busca and students Mary Margaret Moore, Tucker Stevens, Ryan Fowler, the trip sponsor Stephen Boyack, Hope Inman, Ebony Curry, and Gela Amarianto take a photo at the Parthenon in Athens, Greece. During the group's 9-day adventure to Italy and Greece over spring break in March, the trip was part of the school's spring break travel abroad opportunity. Then we have the Arizona State Board of Education recognized Kyle Pearson of Williams High School as the state's Student of the Month for 2025. Pearson was nominated by his welding teacher, Mr. Kevin English. Mr. Bob Grossman of Williams High School received a plaque from Dr. Joe O'Reilly and Dr. Don Foley of the Arizona State University Helios Decision Center for educational excellence in recognition of his selection to the 2025 ASU Impact Corps in July. Grossman was selected due to the success former students are having in their college math classes. In November, voters approved Coconino Community College's $100 million capital bond, which will fund major construction and renovation projects, including a complete rebuild of the 4th Street facility and a new Allied Health building at the Lone Tree campus. Nearly $2 million is expected to go toward improving CTE programs at Williams High School. Tyler Hoffa, 7th grader from Maine Consolidated School and Parks, won the 2025 Coconino County Spelling Bee on February 1, 2025. Kim Logan, administrative assistant at Williams Unified School District No. 2, shows some of the classroom items, and here she is depicted surrounded by those items donors purchased for teachers in July ahead of the 2025-2026 school year. This is the third year that a group of anonymous donors had filled the wish lists of classroom supplies for Williams teachers. Williams High School senior Christopher Rivas receives a $1,000 scholarship from the Williams Lions Club during the school's academic awards night on April 30th, 2025. Approximately $570,000 in scholarships were awarded. Desiree Crawford took the oath of office for the Williams Unified School District No. 2 Governing Board on July the 10th, 2025. Crawford was appointed to the board by Coconino County Superintendent of Schools, Cheryl Mango Page, to fill a vacant seat left by John Romero, who resigned in May. And then finally, we have, we are an A-rated school district. In the fall, Arizona Department of Education awarded Williams Unified School District No. 2 with an A rating based on data from the 2024-25 school year. Williams Elementary Middle School got an A rating, while Williams High School was awarded a B. And that's taking a look back at some of the top stories in education from 2025. We're going to conclude the program with some items from the community calendar for the week of December the 31st. First, spin, slide, and story time. Join us at the Williams Recreation Center skating rink for a fun story time with hot cocoa and skating from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, January the 3rd. Shake, Rattle, and Read Story Time. Come join us at the library for a fun story time about dance with guest reader Teresa Mosher on Friday, January 9th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. There will be a Lego Lab Saturday, January the 10th from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Williams Public Library. The Coconino Community College Admissions Visit will be January 14th. Come visit with the admissions advisor from Coconino Community College on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Williams Public Library. The UNO Game Night is Saturday, January 24th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Williams Public Library. There will be a Williams Community Awards Banquet. That's Friday, January 16th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the world-famous Sultana. Help recognize the people whose dedication and heart strengthen our community. That's sponsored by the American Legion Post 13. Remember, free entrance day at National Park. All National Park Service sites that charge an entrance fee will offer free admission to U.S. residents and citizens on Monday, February 16th, in recognition of President's Day. The Study Buddies. The Study Buddies Youth Program is a new weekly after-school initiative designed to support students in grades 4 through 8 in the Williams area. And that's held every Monday from 3:15 to 6 p.m. at the Williams Public Library. Those are some items from the community calendar. Well, you've been listening to a New Year's edition of Northland Views with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. In addition to wishing you a very happy new year and all the best for 2026, I'd like to remind you that you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona programming on the Sun Sounds of Arizona app, available from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your Apple phone or tablet or your Android phone or tablet, and also on the Sun Sounds of Arizona website. And that, of course, is at sunsounds.org. And then, of course, Sun Sounds of Arizona streams on your Amazon Dot, Echo, or Show.